Hey guys, my name is John, and you're listening to TCK Tales. For those of you guys who don't know, a TCK is a third culture kid. So that is someone who grew up surrounded by a culture that was different than their parents' culture. And so they kind of blended the two cultures together and created a third culture. So that's missionary kids, military kids, embassy kids, diplomat kids. Also, though, for the purposes of this podcast, it is anybody who's kind of done two different cultures. So we have international students, we have biracial kids, we have immigrants, we have kind of the whole gambit. I'm kind of expanding the full definition, but it's basically anybody who's grown up between two cultures and kind of combined them together to create one different and distinct culture. That is what a third culture kid is. Today we have another really great interview. It is with a friend of mine named Lisa. She is from Brazil. However, her family life is kind of all over the place. Her mom was a South African British diplomat who kind of grew up everywhere, and her dad is Brazilian. So she's got a little bit of that biracial thing going on and a little bit of the multiple cultures. And today she's going to talk about her experience moving from Brazil here to the U.S. while she was in high school and kind of how that worked out. This episode is called How Not to Raise Your International Student, and I think you guys will see why in a few minutes. So I'm really excited for this story. She's incredibly articulate and an incredibly gifted speaker, and so check out the story. So here is Lisa with her TCK tale.
I think one of the biggest challenges growing up and having experienced life in different countries is sort of confusion when it comes to identity. Because I did high school, a year and a half of high school in Ohio, and that was a very big challenge. My first family didn't really understand what it was like to be of a different culture and tried to make me conform to American culture while I was still very used to the South African, English, and Brazilian cultures. So I've had to deal with different cultures all my life. My mother was a diplomat kid, and so she was ethnically English, but she was born in Peru, lived there until she was 12, then went to Brazil, and then a few years later moved to Mozambique, but she did boarding school in Swaziland, and then eventually her family, when she was done with boarding school, her family ended up, her parents ended up retiring in South Africa, and that's where she did university, and that's where most of her basic culture comes from, because my grandparents were sort of international as well, because my grandmother was born and raised in Jamaica, although she's English, and my granddad was born and raised in Uganda, and he's English, and it's just a very big mix of everything, and it's just a very complicated side of the family, because everybody is so multicultural. And so my mom isn't really English and proper English culture or like South African. She's just a big mix, and my dad is a big mix of Brazilian culture, but he's more of the traditional Brazilian culture. And so there's this whole dynamics of engaging with both sides of the family and not only having to engage with the Brazilian culture and the Brazilian family, which is very, very family oriented, very loud, very extroverted, and the South African side of the family, which is sort of not really South African, it's just their own, they're their own thing. Can't really be constrained to a specific culture just because they have been living in so many different countries. I was in the U.S. because I was doing an exchange program in Ohio at a Christian school. My school in Brazil is sister schools with the school in Ohio, and there was a program, and so I just went. My grandmother helped pay, and so it was a gift. I ended up staying for a whole year. Actually, a whole year and a half. I did half of my junior year and the whole of my senior year in Ohio at the same school. But coming to the US was difficult because it was a completely different culture that I wasn't expecting. And I was expecting Americans to be more like the South Africans or the English, and they just weren't. And it was just sort of a big shock. And my first host mother wasn't very great with trying to adapt to me, because there's a whole side of adaptation where the kid who's coming who's being hosted is adapting, but also the family has to adapt to them. And one of the big things is not trying to make the kid adapt to you, but seeing where both of you can meet in the middle. If you change their culture, you're changing who they are. And in that sense, you're ripping them from their dignity. And that's very hard for somebody who is trying to adapt and trying to start life over somewhere they are not familiar with people they're not familiar with, and the language they're not familiar with. That's just a very hard thing to do. And that sort of goes into what identity is for a TCK, because it's very difficult to see, to understand who you are when you are brought up with one culture and you're a foreigner there, but then you go back to where your home is supposed to be and you don't really fit in there. And there's this all this confusion, because moving from place to place, you never really feel like you are at home. And you only really feel at home with your family unit, and maybe not even then. During the year that I was in Ohio, my first semester was with this family that didn't really manage to manage me, I guess. Didn't manage to adapt to having another culture in the house. And so it was sort of unhealthy, and they ended up sending me away, even though I extensively tried to fit in and try to make interaction more natural and pleasant and civil, but the mother of the family just didn't really want to. And so I ended up going the next semester, the spring semester, and living with another family who, instead of treating me like a foreigner, treated me as one of their daughters. They took me in and they didn't treat me any differently. They tried to understand as much as they could and didn't really impose their thoughts, but tried to understand and love me in a biblical sense. My host parents took me in and adopted me. We are still close. And the reason that we are as close as we are is because they treated me as if I were their own daughter. They treated me with the same love, and when I needed, they told me off as if I were their daughter. They just took me as a whole person and not as a foreigner that they need to deal with, you know? It isn't like, okay, how can we change you so that you fit in? It's more like, hey, we're different and let's make this work. It's sort of like seeing you as... They basically adopted me. They took me as a person and not as a problem that needed to be dealt with. Just another person, which was very, very helpful. And that's how I felt loved. And our relationship is amazing. They are my American parents, and I meet up with them, and they're just wonderful. With my first family, it was a mix between personality differences and cultural differences, because the mother and I didn't really get along personality-wise, but also there was zero communication. I tried talking to her in the beginning when we started butting heads. I was like, how about this? We have a code to when we're like getting irritated with the other, and we'll say this thing and we'll try to work it out. But that never happened. It's as if I was trying my best to adapt to her and she didn't adapt to me. And this isn't something that can happen. In an intercultural interaction, there needs to be give on both sides. It's not one person completely changing to match the needs of the other. It's both people changing. And this is what Christian love is supposed to be about. You are supposed to love the other person and try to understand the other person as much as you can. You're supposed to give as much as you can and not expect them to change for you. My second family was very communicative. And so every time we had a misunderstanding, or, well, it wasn't even like a problem or something. It was just misunderstanding a word or a concept or what different things meant, what different actions meant in the American culture. They were very open explaining what certain things were. I would be like, what does this mean? And they would explain, and they were a lot more gracious with me. When I did something that they misunderstood, they would ask me, why did you do this? And I would explain that to them, and then they would explain to me what that meant and if that was good or not good to do. And That is the exact way you should teach somebody who doesn't know the culture. First of all, you just ask them why they did what they did, and explain to them what the reality is in this culture, and this is supposed to be in a very gracious way, because otherwise the person feels attacked, and if they feel attacked, they feel like they can't do anything, and every move they make, they feel like they will harm someone. And in speaking in grace and teaching them instead of telling them, you're helping them develop and helping them love learning a different culture. Because if they're scared of always messing up, they're just not going to learn. They're just going to block themselves out, and that's going to just make everything worse. So I guess speaking and teaching with grace and being understanding and giving way on both sides and not expecting people to change completely, because if you change somebody's culture, you change who they are, and that's not supposed to happen. Well, going back to Brazil was sort of interesting because I had spent a year away and I had grown a lot and I had changed a lot. And the people I came back to expected me to be the same person, and I very much was not. I had grown a lot. I had changed a lot. I had adapted to some American customs, and so that changed a little bit of who I was, because as you grow, pulling different pieces of culture into you, you change, and your idea of culture changes, and your personality changes. And it was sort of hard going back home because people were expecting me to be the same person that left, and that wasn't true. And family was good, because we already are used to having a very diverse culture, and so I think it might have been harder for my dad, because he hasn't really had that many interactions with lots of different cultures, and especially with the American culture, he never really had that much interaction. My mom was fine because she's just grown up in so many different places and she adapts to different cultures very well. My experience in Ohio and my experience in college has been very, very different. And I'm very grateful for every sucky moment that I had in high school, because it taught me immensely how to deal with other people that are very, very different from me. Especially, I didn't really have that much of a problem with other cultures, but I had a bit of a problem understanding American culture. And so in high school, a lot of my friends were Norwegian and Korean and Chinese, and I didn't really have a problem understanding and getting along with them. I had a bit of difficulty understanding my fellow American students, and that was a bit of a rough spot. But having spent a year and a half in this high school made me understand American culture so much better. And so when I came into college, I was surrounded by not just five different people who were international students, but I have a whole huge community of people who understand what it's like to be a foreigner and not knowing exactly what is going on in the culture. And it's wonderful having a group of people who understands what it's like to not know what's going on a lot of times, and it's helpful to have a community that knows what it's like to miss home and to have a different culture, and they know what it's like to be far away from home and adapt to a completely different culture. It's adapt to a different language, a different system of doing things. And even though high school and university are different academically, they're different expectations. I didn't have a host family to support me in university, but I had the whole community of missionary kids and international kids that knew the struggle that I was going through and helped me adapt through this whole different system of rules and culture. And that was a huge, huge blessing. It's a little weird going from high school to university because I was in high school. I did a year and a half of high school in Ohio, and then I went back home to Brazil for a whole year. I took a gap year, and then the next year I came to Moody, and so started my college career. And having left Ohio and going to Brazil, people in Brazil expected me to be the same person that left, and that was, I had to readapt to Brazil and readapt to people kissing me on the cheek, which I had completely forgotten was a thing. And then after a whole year of readapting to Brazilian culture, I came back to the US and came to Chicago, and kissing people on the cheek, and people were like, that's weird. And I'm like, oh, sorry about that. So it was really hard bouncing back and forth, because it's just this, okay, what are the things that I can do in this culture, and what are the things that I can do in that culture, and then forgetting and mixing them up. And especially with expressions, saying an expression that would work in one language and another, and it just doesn't work, and people don't understand you, and it's frustrating in the beginning. But because I have bounced back and forth so many times, it's the transition from one culture to the other was easier. And I'm very grateful for the time that I did spend in Ohio, because my transition into university would have been very difficult. Learning how to adapt. I learned how to adapt in high school, for the most part. I learned how to adapt to American culture then. Yeah.
To be honest, you guys, this was a really difficult story for Lisa to tell and for me to record. And I really appreciate just her openness and her honesty and her accurate reflection, how she didn't fully place blame on her first host family, but she also talked about herself as well. And she did a lot of really good discussion about just intercultural relationships and how it should be a give and take. And I was really grateful to hear that she had a good, positive experience, especially because it's Ohio, and you know, that's where I am, that's where I live. I love that state. It's my state. I love Ohio just as much as most Texans love Texas, to be completely honest. So I love her story, and just what I think is important is that cultural experiences, cross-cultural experiences and intercultural experiences can be difficult regardless of how much experience you have. She had all this experience between blending cultures because of her family, and she still struggled coming back. And I think that happens a lot to us as we move, especially as we move back to our passport country for college or for moving back or for furlough or for whatever. And I think it is important to be able to ask for help and to not feel ignorant. Michelle Phoenix talks a lot about having ambassadors, people who are familiar with the culture who you can ask dumb questions to, like, what is the money, or why is a dime smaller than a nickel but worth more? And just those questions that you don't feel comfortable asking, or what is this X amount of pop culture reference, and what is that pop culture reference, and people who can help you navigate what is happening. A great place for that or for something similar is on my website, tcktales.com. You can go to the resources tab, and there are really great resources there, such as MK to MK, who you heard about at the beginning of this episode, and Michelle Phoenix and her website, specifically her Harbor Project. And I'll let you guys check out more information about that. But that's a really cool project, especially if you're a missionary kid or a TCK who has come back for college specifically. That's a really great initiative, and I'm really excited to be able to share that with you guys. Also, on our website, you have the ability to share your story. So if something intrigued you or you would like to be on this podcast, I really want to be able to share my listeners' stories. So shoot me an email. Even if you don't think it should go on air, just shoot me an email. We'll talk. You can go through the Share Your Stories link. That'll give you the two questions that I have prompted all of our storytellers that have been on from the start of this podcast and on. Or if you just have a question or comment or concern, you can contact me via our email address, tcktales@gmail.com for your longer ones, or just shoot me a message on Facebook. My page is just called TCK Tales. Everything is pretty much TCK Tales, so it's pretty simple. If you love this podcast, please tell people about it. Word of mouth is the best form of marketing. And another great way you can do that is by putting a 5-star review out there. That will get my podcast in front of other people through this fun thing on Apple Podcasts specifically called If You Like This, You Might Also Like, and it'll get me there. Also, if you subscribe, it'll put my podcast in the Might Also Like category for other people who have liked similar things that you have. So please do that. That really helps our metrics and helps get me in front of various eyes that may not be aware. Also, share it on Facebook, share the link, check it out, tell people about the website, all that fun stuff. If you'd like to support us financially, I would love that. I would love to be able to do more with this, and I can only do that once I'm able to make money because broke college student about to get married, and therefore I have a full-time job, and this is kind of my part-time side gig, but I would love to be able to do more. Like, the website needs maintenance, and that costs money, and that, you know, just things like that. So go through, there's a link in the show notes. If you'd like to be a paid subscriber, you can do various levels, or you can just support my sponsors. Those are also really great ways, and that will tell the sponsor that there are people listening to my podcast who will go to their things, which will get me more sponsors and get me more ability. And the products that I have as my sponsors are really great products and companies and organizations, so they have my full support if they are on this podcast. So if you trust me, then go check out my sponsors. Without any further ado, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you to our music provider for our amazing music that you're listening to right now. Don't forget to check us out, and I'm really excited for next week. So I will see you guys next week for another TCK Tale. TCK Tales is brought to you in partnership with MK2MK, and they have an incredible thing happening this summer. It could be possible that Budapest is part of God's plan for you next year. MK2MK in Budapest is recruiting for their team. MK2MK is a ministry of crew, a faith-based mission that exists to build a global spiritual community of MKs and TCKs who impact their world for Christ. Through their mission trips, conferences, and care trips, they connect the TCK community around the globe and help them to understand their unique identity by giving vision and spiritual input. They help them grow into their faith and provide opportunities to develop skills to lead and mentor other TCKs. As of October 2018, they've had a team in Budapest, Hungary, whose scope is to serve TCKs and their families throughout Central and Eastern Europe and beyond as they have capacity. They are right now looking for young adult MKs who would be willing to join their team for a one-year stint of this upcoming year. They are in particular in need of guys who can come alongside younger male MKs and mentor their relationship. If you are interested, go to their website, mk2mk.org, or go through my website at tcktales.com under the resources tab. And let me just tell you guys, MK2MK is an incredible organization. I learned so much from them and through going on projects with them. It's an incredible opportunity. And I have actually been to Budapest and worked with a lot of the MKs that are there. And they are an incredible group of people. And crew in Hungary and crew in Budapest is incredible. And also, like, Budapest is just a super dope city. So definitely check them out. It is an incredible opportunity. A great time to just get to know and mentor other MKs and leverage your story for other people.